to everyone out there for a great last week. We had two activities that I think will continue to benefit the community with the Makerspace Summit, the first one of those summits ever held in the state. We had people from all over the state and beyond that came to Emporia State University with a coordinated effort between Emporia Main Street, Planning Committee, ESU, and Network Kansas to put that together. And we're already seeing some positive benefits out of that, and we're looking forward to that initiative growing over the year. And then Appella, we had a ton of people from all over that attended the all EHS high school class reunion weekend, and we got some great feedback. We had people that had a lot of fun, and we already have people reaching out about next year. So that's a good event that we see that has the capacity to grow and have benefits for the local area. But now we're moving into a variety of other activities. We have the Start Your Own Business class that's starting up October 9th. We have, I think, eight students that are signed up already, and we have a variety of people that have expressed interest. We do have a limit on the amount of people we can take, and we're we're approaching that limit very quickly. So if you're interested in starting your own business, this is a great sort of pathway to take your idea to reality. Go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information. We've got HEAL grants that are the due submission is coming up here relatively quickly for pre-review. So if you're a downtown building owner and you want to do significant work on your building to activate a currently vacant space, you've got access to tremendous resources through the HEAL grant program, and you can contact Emporia Main Street for more details. And then looking at the upcoming month of October, I'm just going to say if you can't find something to do on October 27th and 28th, it's you. It's on you. We have haunted tours that Friday and Saturday. On Saturday, there's the downtown trick-or-treat. There's the Dia de los Muertos event from HOT, including their parade. There's ESU homecoming. There's like a billion things going on that weekend, but there's all sorts of different things that are going on throughout the month of October, and you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to check out a full listing of those different activities. And then when we get into fourth quarter, we've got Freedom Fest, we've got the Veterans Banner Project that's coming up. There's all sorts of things that we're going to have to roll out in later November and December. Buckle up, because it's going to be a fun few months.
You know, you basically, I'm just going to tell you, don't unbuckle, because you've had to up, you know, because it has been ultra busy already, you know, through the summer and into the early fall days here, things happening through Emporia Main Street. Casey, plenty of stuff happening, that is for sure, and of course we're looking forward to all of the great Halloween fests that will be happening downtown. You got them lined up. The kids trick-or-treating, that's one big day, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It's a good way to have an extended sugar rush. So sponsored by local dental groups. But
Indeed.
But it's a blast seeing all the kids in the costume contest. So seeing all the families dress up together is super fun.
Casey, appreciate it. Good
Thanks,
talk
Casey.
To you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here on a Wednesday morning. Yeah, it's going on downtown. Buckle up, as Casey mentioned, as things just continue to move right along. And there's just a ton of stuff going on here, not only this weekend, but next weekend is really ultra busy in the area. Big doings in Chase County, and Hartford Harvest Day will be next week, along with a ton of other stuff that we'll be telling you about. So keep it right here, and we will we'll keep you posted. We have a Freedom Fest preview here this morning, Chuck.
Yes, we do. Coming up here in just a little bit, talking about Freedom Ride. So that'll be our newsmaker segment coming up around 7:20. And we'll be pleased to have with us here Steve Harmon, who is the overall organizer of Freedom Fest, plus Matt Fowler and Joe Christman, talking about those Freedom Rides and how you can get involved.
And we'll be previewing USD 252 Honor Flight Fundraiser. That will be coming up. Megan McGuire and students will be joining us around 8:20 to give us a preview of that. And speaking of things coming up, We have the walk to defeat ALS this weekend, Chuck.
We do. Coming up Saturday at Jones Park, and then Kelly Bosak, who's the chair of the Mid-America ALS Chapter's Leadership Council, will be giving us all the details, when, the where, how you can get involved, coming up here around 8:35 today.
And don't forget, talk of Emporia this morning, as we have another Emporia Community Foundation Match Day preview. We'll have five organizations in studio this morning to let us know what they do, what they're all about, and how happy they are to be involved with Match Day 2023.
It's going to be a lot of fun, so stay with us here all morning on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Live and local, 59 degrees, 653.
Emporia State University's Office of International Education is looking for host families to host students from Denmark.